Luke chapter number 15, verse number 8. Bible says, either what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a candle, and sweep the house, and seek diligently till she find it. And when she hath found it, she calleth her friends and her neighbors together, saying, rejoice with me, for I have found the piece. Look, listen to this. I never caught this before. She said, I found the piece that I have lost.
Yep.
Amen. She lost the peace. Glory to God. Verse number 10, likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. Amen. Thank you for standing here today for the reading of the word of the Lord. If the Lord will help me for just a few moments, it might take me a little bit to get to where I need to be here, but I'd like to deal with amen, on lost things, if you will. Amen. Lost horizons, lost relationships, lost. You know, sometimes we can slide back and lose things that one time we had in God.
You're right.
Amen.
Right.
That's right. This picture here is a striking picture of the responsibility of this woman had lost something. Amen. A coin. One commentator said it really represented a person, and I believe that. I believe this is dealing with the sinner, and if you're in this building today and you're lost, amen, I'm preaching to you, but that's probably not my primary concern for preaching today. I'm not going to take these verses out of context whatsoever, but I feel like there's something else in this that I've never quite seen before. But this woman here, you know, you can lose some things, amen. One way you can lose something is by ignoring it. Amen. You ever put something up, maybe put it in your safe, put it in a drawer, put it somewhere, and you thought that's in a safe place, and you ignore that. And some year, two, three, 4 years later, you go, it hits your mind, and you think, I've got that, and you cannot find out where it is. You know why? Because you've been ignoring it.
Yeah, sure.
Amen.
Sure.
Amen. You know what? You can ignore your experience with God and lose it.
Come on.
Hallelujah. I don't want to get too far ahead of myself here. You can neglect it, praise God. You can neglect something and lose it. Oh, that's right. I've never been a bodybuilder. You can tell that by looking at me. But you know what? You can build a lot of muscle in your body and then neglect working out, and you'll lose that.
Sure will.
Woo! You can be a runner and an exerciser, amen. Get yourself in good shape, Brother Earl, and be able to run 10 miles, and you neglect that, and in about a month or two, you won't be able to run a mile.
Come on.
By neglecting it. Hallelujah.
Right.
Amen. Carelessly handling that, praise God. You know what? You can carelessly handle something and lose it, praise God.
Right.
Amen. I get on with my kids all the time, praise God. Now I'm reaping the benefits of what my dad always told me, amen. And I got old enough to start using tools, and I lost them and broke them. I guess I broke every shovel handle my dad had, Brother Tommy. And he used to get on to me all the time, and he said, great God, you've lost everything I've ever had. And I come home from work, and the boys has my screwdrivers and my sockets and my tools scattered out up and down the street. They neglect it, amen.
Yeah.
Kids don't care about putting it back where it goes, amen.
Oh, right.
Thank God. You know, you can carelessly handle something, amen. And then fourthly, you can unconsciously place, amen, that precious thing, amen, somewhere in an unconscious effort, and then just forget all about it, praise God. Hey, I don't know about you, but I don't want to lose something valuable,
right.
Amen.
Right.
Hey, God. Lord, help us in this thing,
yeah.
Hey, God. Amen. You know what? We've lost some things, and I don't want to stand here and portray like I'm something smart, and I'm an old man, and I'm wise, and things of that nature. That's not what I'm trying to do whatsoever. But I tell you what, I've seen some things that the church has lost, amen, in my 20-some years of serving God. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I don't want to lose anything else, praise God. Hallelujah. And I don't want you to think I'm browbeating, amen, whatsoever, but I look at the church up the street, and they needed me kind of last minute, and I stepped in and helped them up there. They don't have a pastor, amen. And I look at that church. I think there was 12 or 15 up there this morning. Amen. And Brother Daniel, they tell me at one time, I guess they ran a house full. And it's a way bigger church than this. At one time, they ran a house full. Amen. Praise God. I looked across that house this morning. Amen. And I'm not browbeating whatsoever. I don't want you to think I am. I told them I appreciate them. And I'm going to try to help them what I can up there. Amen. But I tell you, you can lose something and then wake up 10, 15, 20 years down the road and realize, where did we go wrong, Brother Earl? Amen. I tell you, come to church night in and night out, and if you don't watch out, you'll start relying on your ability to sing. Amen. You'll start relying on your ability to play an instrument. You'll start relying on your ability to preach a fancy sermon, and we forget God. Amen. Oh, I come to tell us here today, I want the Lord to know, I want this church to know, we can't have one service without the power of God. We can't have one service if God don't show up. Amen. We'll leave the same way we came. Yeah. If there's a heavy heart that's going to be lifted up, it's going to take God. If God's going to take brokenness and turn it to beauty in this service, it's going to take God. It ain't going to be a fancy song in the cold. It ain't going to be a pat on the back. It's going to be a body of believers gathering in the house of God, getting in one mind and in one accord and saying, God, don't let us lose the power of God in this church.
Yes, Lord.
We've got more young people than we had since I've been here. Started from nothing. I already mentioned that 14 years ago. And for a long time, it was just my kids. And then we've had kids added and a little bit coming. And I thank God for every one of you kids. I want you to know that. You're 20 years and down. I'm talking to you. Amen. I appreciate you. I appreciate you coming to this church. Amen. I appreciate the Lord helping you. But I tell you what, amen, in a lot of churches, praise God, in a lot of churches, young people are overlooked and undervalued. Amen.
Come on.
And I'm not trying to overvalue. I've got to watch you. I appreciate the middle age. I appreciate the elders. I appreciate everybody in this church. Amen. But once again, just to get older and see them things, if we don't watch out, we'll lose our younger generation. If we don't watch out, we'll lose them young people. And we don't think they're all that important. They're major important. We need young people in the church. And I come to tell you, young people, if you'll learn how to get a prayer life, and you'll learn how to pray, great God, hey, we can have revival. We can have a move of God in the house of God. If you learn how to pray and learn how to get a hold of God, amen.
Amen. That's exactly right.
Oh, God. Amen. So in this church, we don't want to lose our young people. Amen. Oh, no. Amen. The devil comes in and fights. I don't want to lose not one of you. I don't want the devil to discourage you. I don't want the devil to flash, amen, the lights of the world in front of your eyes and tell you it's a lot better out there. I come to tell you it's a lot worse out there.
Yeah.
I come to tell you it's a life of heartache. It's a life of trouble. It's a life of sin. I told you about my cousin David. It sounds like I called him David. We call him Dink. D-I-N-K. Amen. Dink and I we ginseng together. We fished together. We ran them southern hills of West Virginia together. Oh, but you know what? We got up of age and I went towards the way of the church. Amen. And he went towards the way of dope and drugs and drinking. Amen. And the devil flashes that up to be a pretty sight. Oh, you can be cool. Drink you a beer. Smoke you a cigarette. Amen. You'll be cool. You can live a cool life. Live it up. Get you a bunch of girlfriends and run wild. The devil paints it up to be fun. But oh, in the process, you lose something. I said in the process, you lose something. About 4 o'clock last night, early in the morning, amen, he is out there behind his house. Down there in Bruno, they said, and they heard an explosion, and they went out there, and Dink was gone. He's dead, Brother Earl. He's gone. Amen. We lost one. Hey, I come to tell us, I don't want to lose not one of you in this house. Hey, come on. Don't let the devil tell you that it's fun out there. Don't let the devil tell you you'll have a better life. the church, down the road, down you can get saved at the age of a young age and be saved the rest of your life. You can't lose it. You can walk away from God and live a drudgery life.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
Oh, bless you.
Help me, Lord.
Come on.
Bless you, Lord. Amen. Oh, yes. We've lost, amen, the conscious nearness of God. Here's what I've examined. I'm just telling you some things I feel like I've examined. Amen. There was a time we would come into the house of God and we would monitor how near God is. Is God in this house? Is the Spirit of the Lord in this place? We had a meter, if you will, that we sensed the nearness of God. Amen. Oh, Lord, I want you to pray for me today.
Come on.
I ain't going to preach much longer. I need your prayers in this house. Hey, we need God near in this house. Come on. Amen. We don't need one service without him here. I said we need the nearness of God in the house of God.
Yeah.
And I'm not browbeating. I know some of you have been sick. Some of you had scratchy voices. Amen. But when we come into the house of God and we say, has anybody got a song? Everybody looks down. Anybody got testimony? Anybody looks down. Hey, that ain't on me, believe it or not. That's on you. If I could sing, I'd sing 15 songs. I'd beat you to it. But I can't sing. There ought to be somebody come in this house. Like David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go unto the house. There ought to be folks in this house. We ought to have to put a strap on you to keep you from singing. We ought to put a strap on you to keep you from standing to your seat, testifying, telling how good God has been to you. Yeah, come on. We need God near. We need God near in our lives.
Yes,
we do. Is this all right?
It's all right.
Good Lord.
Amen. Thomas lost his consciousness of God. Amen. Thomas got to the place that he doubted Jesus. Amen. Let me tell you something. There's a danger. When you don't live near to God, you'll doubt God.
Right. Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
Oh, that's right. Praise God. If you don't live near to him, you'll, amen, get to the place where you'll doubt him. Amen. Oh, there was a time your heart was stirred.
Come on.
And you was convicted of sin. Amen. Your spirit was moved and tears filled your eyes. But you know what? There's something else we've lost. We've lost our fearfulness. Amen. And we've lost our fear of sin. Hey, God. Hey, sin ought to scare you like a snake. Come on. I can't lie to you, Brother George. Amen, Brother George. And I went hunting a while back. He got to tell me about all them bears up in there. And you ever see that one bear? He's Brutus the bear. Hey, God. This thing was ginormous. And I got up there and all I had was a light on my phone. Amen. And I've never been there. And he said, go down here and go down there and find that stand. Well, I had trouble finding that stand with this little light on this phone. I got down there. I couldn't see a stand. All I could see was a black bear. Woo! Hey, come on. I was fearful of finding a bear. Amen. All I had was a little bow and arrow in my hand. I was going to bring a pistol and I forgot my pistol. And I got down there and I thought, all I could think about was that bear. I thought that bear's going to get a hold on me and rip me to shreds. I was scared of that bear. Amen. I come to tell somebody, you ought to be that afraid of sin. You ought to be that afraid to get away from God.
Come on.
I come to tell us it's a fearful thing. Amen. To get away from God. I don't ever want to get away from you, Lord. I don't ever want to get to the place where I don't feel your presence in my life, God.
Come on.
Bless him, Lord.
Yes.
I tell you what bothers me is when people can get away from God, lose that nearness.
Come on.
And they can be start getting comfortable with the sinful atmosphere that they keep inviting.
Yeah.
That bothers me.
Yeah.
I said, that bothers me. You're losing something.
Right.
Oh, God. I said, you're losing something. And I come to preach to you here today. Amen. Oh, David. David lost something. I don't want to get into too much into this, but David said, Lord, restore to me the joy of my salvation. There were some of you at one point in your life, maybe not that far ago, you couldn't wait to go to church.
Yeah.
You couldn't wait to get up in the morning to pray. You had a relationship with God. Come on now. Oh, amen. You couldn't wait to get a hold of that Bible and open it up. And well, I'm reading from the precious lens of the Word of God. There was a time you had that joy in you. But I'm worried today. You've lost that joy. I said you've lost that interest. You've lost that yearning in your heart. It's no longer there.
Praise God.
Mercy, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Pray for me, pray for me.
Come on, come on.
Oh God. Woo. We've lost that sweetness of Christian fellowship. Amen.
Yeah.
Listen to me here. Now, I like fellowship. I like, we need to get together more than we do. Amen. And that's on me. I want you to label that right there, because we need to get together more than we do. But the psalmist said, I was glad when they said it to me, let us go unto the house of the Lord. Amen. There was a place that they got together in the presence of God. And this is undermined in today's society. But they also got together in the fellowship of the believers. Amen. Oh,
come on.
Ain't God in here. Now they say there's value, but they're only going to AA, amen, mostly because that's where people hooked on alcohol. They say there's value. These boys that help me mow, they're in these programs where they got to go down there and tell their faults to everybody, amen, and it helps them get over drugs. Now, it's not the power necessarily of that, but they say there's power when you get together with others of like-mindedness. Now, if you get a bunch of people together that's drugs, and they say, I'm a drunk, and I need help, and each other said, we're here for you, and that helps them, amen. You get a bunch of people that's drug addicts, and they can help one another. How much more if we get together in the name of the Lord, saved and sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, tapped children of God, when we get together in the house of God with the unity of the Spirit, that's where we get our strength, that's where we get our help. Great God, we need one another. We need the fellowship of the body of believers. We need one another.
Hallelujah.
And when you cut yourself away from the believers, that's the first step to backslide.
That is.
Yeah. Pulling away.
Yeah, come on.
Notice this.
Pulling away.
Might as well get rid of that.
Bless you.
Notice this, Brother Tom.
Uh-huh.
When people get upset, they get mad, first thing they do is draw back.
Yep.
Come on.
Yep, that's right.
Well, I don't have to put up with that. No, you don't.
Come on.
Amen. But you better watch out your own
dangerous
grounds.
Amen. Come on.
The first step we do is draw back.
Yeah.
Amen. And that's the first step. Amen. The backside, because you lost that nearness of the fellowship.
All right.
You did desire that. You did yearn for that. Great God. But now you draw back from that, because there's a church down there with 50 people and one person made you mad, so you're holding against all 50 of them. Hey, God, I come to tell us, I'm not diminishing your hurtness. I'm not diminishing your feelings, God. I'm not diminishing none of that. But, great God, you look over and go to work every day. You look over and go on down to the job. Look over it and say, they had a bad day. I'm going to the house of God. I'm going to worship with the believers, because I need them and they need me.
Hallelujah.
You ready for some more?
Come on.
We've lost our Christian standards.
Bless him, Lord.
In today's church world.
Right.
Did you know there's a time the church could preach a standard and the members would live it?
Right.
And love it.
And love it.
Come on.
The pastor used to be able to stand up and preach against sin and the people would mark up.
That's right.
Now we preach against sin and we have a meeting behind the doors and say, does he really know what he's talking about?
Come on.
Oh, there was a time he was willing to give up the world to get closer to God. There was a time that you was willing to have a standard in your life. Amen. Let me tell you, you something. If you don't develop a standard and you don't figure out what you believe in, you'll fall for any old thing. Yeah. Coming and going, bouncing around to and fro like a wave on the sea. Make up your mind what you believe.
Yes. Praise God.
Yes.
That's all right.
That's right.
Oh, amen. Yes.
Woo! I hope it is, because I'm preaching anyway. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, yes. God help us to have a standard.
Right.
Come on.
Yeah. We used to have a standard on how we dress.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Right.
Bless him, Lord.
That's not popular anymore, so we don't really have to do that.
Out the door.
We used to have a standard on how we looked.
Right.
Yeah. Out the door.
That's not proper anymore. We used to have a standard on worldly engagements, the places of the world we went.
Bless him, Lord.
That's not proper anymore.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
We used to have a standard on what we looked at with our eyes. Amen. Psalms 101 and 3 said, I will set no wicked thing before my eyes. Amen. Hey, God in heaven. Amen. Hey, we used to preach on the one-eyed bandit, and we burned it up. Hey, God. And now we got a real small one-eyed bandit. Amen. You carry around with you and watch it when nobody knows. Oh, God. Amen. I said it's destroying us.
Come on.
It's tearing us away from God. There was one time we had a nearness. There was one time we felt God. That was one time we yearned for the Holy Ghost. But thank God, we've lost our standards.
Oh, brother.
Hey.
Amen.
Hey.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Yes, Lord. Bless him, Lord.
And then with all these things that I've been preaching.
Come on.
When all they keep adding up, then, Brother George, we lose our power in prayer.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah. You're right.
God bless you.
Did you know the old timers didn't think twice about it? They'd slap oil on your head and pour it down your head, pour it down your shirt.
That's right.
They'd pray for you, and you'd get healed right now.
Come on.
Yeah.
You know how they did it?
That's right. Pray.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right.
I'm not being mean.
Tell it, bro.
Some of you ain't prayed enough this week to blow the fuzz off a peach.
Come on. Yeah. Tell it.
Come on now.
Sure.
We don't have a prayer life.
Sure.
We don't have a yearn in our heart for God. We've lost that desire for prayer. We've lost that desire, Brother Tom, for that boast this week.
Come on.
Hey, I'm trying to preach to us.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm trying to get us back. Lord, I don't want to lose it.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
All right. We've lost our joy of Christian service.
Come on.
There was a time you have signed up a piece of paper to go clean the church. Yeah. Yeah, there's a time we do anything. Just tell me what needs to be done. I want to do something for God.
Bless him, Lord. You're right, brother. Come on.
Woo-hoo.
Preach it.
Getting quiet now, ain't it?
Come on.
There's a time, amen, you prayed to get called on to sing. Now we pray, don't let them ask me. Amen. There's a time, amen, you walked in that church, you walked in the door, amen, and you had a smile on your face. Your heart was happy. Your heart was lifted up. And you said, thank God it's church time. Thank God it's church day. But oh, not now. Now you begrudge it. Now you say, do I have to go? You've lost something.
Yes, Lord.
Lost our peace.
You know how I know that? Because when the first thing we cut out is church, that means it's low priority in our life.
Right.
Yeah. True.
You're right.
Low priority.
Thank you, Lord. It's the truth.
Hey, when you got 4 or 5 things to do, and it's a busy weekend, it's a busy schedule, and you got a lot of stuff to do. Hey, amen. What am I going to cut out this week? And we cut church out?
Yeah.
That shows you the leanness of your soul.
Amen. You're right. Come on, Lord. You're right.
God
bless
you. Oh, we'll cut church out for work, man. I'm going to go to work, praise God.
Yeah.
Amen. Oh, I'm going to go to work. I'm going to go here. I'm going to do this. But if anything's got to be cut out, I'm going to cut church out.
Oh, bless him, Lord.
Yeah.
Come on.
Cut it out. Skip.
Let's stop and pray. Let's
cut
stop
it out.
Pray. Lord, help us, God, on this Sunday afternoon. I preach to you what you give me. Amen. Oh, God. I'm not here to hurt. I'm here to help. Woo! God, I'm praying like them girls sang. You'll make beauty out of brokenness right here in this service. Meet me, God, in these last 5 minutes, God, in these altars. And we'll thank you, praise you for it, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God. I said, we've lost something.
Yes, we have.
Oh, God.
How are we going to get it back? I say, I got to leave. Here's where I got to finish. How are we going to get these things back? I can go way longer, but for time's sake, we got to end here. How are we going to get it back? I tell you how we got to get it back. How'd that woman find that lost coin, Brother Daniel? I had way more notes, some great notes. But she had to sweep, Brother George. She had to sweep and sweep and sweep and get the muck out and get the dirt out, which represented sin. She had to get the sin out. You're going to get back, amen, I tell you where you lost it at. I tell you how you get it back. You go back to where you lost it.
That's right.
Sure.
Amen.
Get the dirt out.
That's right.
Get the sin out.
Then
I think we can find it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I noticed this. I told you, I was going to get deeper into this, but I don't have time. But I told you in the underline there, right there in your Bible, she got down there and she said, I have found that which I have lost.
I have lost.
Yeah.
Yep.
Her neighbor didn't lose it.
Mm-mm.
Her husband didn't lose it.
Right.
Her kids didn't lose it. She lost it.
Amen.
I come to tell you, you can't blame your leanness and your worldliness and your coldness on nobody.
That's it.
That's right, brother. Amen.
That's good.
Come on.
Stay with me in this house. Girls, get that song. That goes good with my message here.
Thank you, Lord.
Pray for me, church. Pray for me. Pray for me right here. Oh, God. Woo. Amen. We got to get that sin out. Anyway, more ain't got time to get to. They lost it through neglect. If you're going to gain it back, you got to start nourishing it again. Instead of neglecting, you got to nourish.
Sure.
You got an old dog and he's sick and he's weak and you ain't fed him in a while, go to feed him. He'll get strong again.
That's right.
Yeah.
I had an old horse one time, Brother Tommy, and I got that horse cheap. Didn't see him walk. He's tattooed under his lip, Brother George. He come off the track. And they sold that horse dirt cheap because they thought he was going to die. I fed that horse, Brother Earl. I took time for that horse. They told me to go down there. We went down there to the place and got a big bunch of bread. And I fed that horse bread. And I fed that thing until there was a day, Brother George. He fattened up and I rode him 33 miles an hour on that track.
Yeah.
Old Jones and some of them guys said they can't believe it was the same horse. But I tell you, nourishment will do a whole lot more than what you think.
Come on.
Some of you will come out of that rut if you'll begin to pray and get experience with God. Some of you will come out of that rut. Amen. If you'll learn how to read that Bible again. Some of you will come out of that rut.
Yeah.
If you'll go back to where you lost.
Come on.
Raise your hand right here. These kids are going to say, Lord, this is an important service, God, right here on a Sunday afternoon.
Thank you, Lord.
Hey, somebody in here lost some things. God, they need to find it.
Name of the Lord.
Oh, God. If you want to find it, I think you can find it right up here in this altar. Come on. Who's brave enough to step out and say, I've lost some things, but I'm going to find it in this altar. We got time for you. Come on. This altar is open right here today. Is there anybody hungry? Is there anybody who wants to get something? Is there anybody who wants to buy something you've lost?
Tell me how that you feel like hope is gone.
Lost it.
You say you're at the end of your road. Just hold on tight. There's something you should know. He's got a way to make it. Free from brokenness.
to tell you.
Broken nails, he's got a way of breaking. upon his rough judge, remember at the end of the day, he's got a way of making beauty from brokenness. He's got a way of breaking chains of hopelessness. When you feel like giving up, cross the road you're on, it's rough, just remember at the end of the day, he's got a way. When you're down and out and you feel like hope is gone, friends can be found and you're standing there alone. Standing there alone.